كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. So whoever recites this dua will be prevented from being mirrored with a negative action that happened in the world or to somebody. For example, you know, we used to recite this dua. We were in a Canadian boarding school, seminary, Islamic school. One of our brothers, after we learned this dua, when he would slip on the snow, we would tease him by reciting this dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma abtalaka bih. You know, ka means you, who means him, whom means them. So based on the situation, you can change the pronoun. So we would jokingly recite this dua when something bad would happen to somebody around us. Sorry, you had a question?
No, just I want to mention, I'm not sure if I understood this dua correctly. So they said it's not pertaining to fear. It's pertaining to when you see something like between parentheses ugly on someone else. So we don't do, for example, if we see someone like he's disabled, mm-hmm. you say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi afani mimma abtuliya bih.
Mimma abtuliya
bih. So I'm not sure if it's not pertaining to khawf. Wallahu a'lam.
It encompasses khawf as well. For example, the situation that you, it encompasses any negative thing that you see. So for example, na'udhu billah, we saw this situation in New Zealand, where we're seeing the occupation of many Muslim countries. So we make this dua, of course, while making dua for them at other occasions, we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah protects us, or Allah gives us afiyah from those situations as well. Because there's a bit of fearful element attached to that. So of course it's not necessarily only for fear, rather it's for any negative action that you see, but it could be used for fearful events as well. Inshallah, we'll quickly go through the tafsir of the ayah that we were basically doing in Surah Al-Baqarah, going over in Surah Al-Baqarah. We reach the sixth verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So this is basically where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences with talking about a group of disbelievers. So like I mentioned, first Allah instills the importance of us needing to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and needing to believe the ghayb that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has has kept in this world. And among that, the ghayb is some of the asrar of the Qur'an, the secrets of the Qur'an, as I mentioned. We basically went on to speaking about the qualities of the believers, those who establish salah, those who spend what they have. We went into the details of what that means. Then we went to speaking about the second quality of the believers, those who believe in what Allah has revealed to you and what Allah has revealed before you. I explained what that means as well. We won't go into it again. And we concluded by saying these are the successful people, as Allah says in the Quran. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about such a group of disbelievers, not all disbelievers, such a group of disbelievers, whom if you are to warn, invite to the path of Allah, invite to the oneness of Allah, or you don't invite to the oneness of Allah, they will never believe. These are individuals who the scholars have termed as people who have kufr inadi, kufrun inadi, a rebellious sort of disbelief. Meaning, even at times, if they know that you're speaking the truth to them, they will not accept it. This is a certain group of people. So basically, Allah says with regards to these people in Surah Yunus as well, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words have been established, His command, His will has been established, that these individuals will never believe, they will never ever believe. This, in one way, is giving a consolation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because sometimes when you invite a person to good, maybe your own family members, you tell your children to do something good and they rebel, you feel your heart ripping apart. This was the feeling of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his uncles, with the people of his community who didn't believe till the end. This is what he felt. So in one way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this verse. He said, no matter how much tabligh you'll do, no matter how much you know, you'll invite people to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to good morals, to leaving their evil ways. Sometimes it's just destined. Individuals won't believe. And among them was your uncle, Abu Talib. Allah told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among them is Abu Talib. When Abu Talib passed away, a wave of grief, a wave of anxiety came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah revealed the verse clearly in the Quran. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You will never guide who you wish. And, or rather, Allah is the one who guides whoever He wishes. That's why among the elders there's a famous saying. I don't agree with this saying totally, but they say sometimes from the house of a sheikh, an ignorant person is born. And from the house of an ignorant person, a pious Muslim or a sheikh is born. I don't 100% agree with this, but it has some truth to it. Basically, it's in reference to whoever Allah will guide at the end of the day will get His guidance. That is why us as Muslims, we should always make that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-muttaqina ma'a al-iman. O Allah, give us confirmation, keep us firm upon faith, iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman, and give us demise, death upon iman. And when we are raised on the Day of Judgment, raise us with the muttaqeen, those who fear You, those who have a connection with You. Make us among those and raise us upon iman as well. So from here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically allocates a few verses to talk about the rebellious kuffar. Once again, these people, their kufr is very clear. You know, they will say that we openly disbelieve. Hence, Allah didn't have to give so many details. But the next segment, the munafiqun, they're the tricky bit. Allah went on and on and on. In this, you know, in these passages, and then throughout the Quran, Allah has dedicated certain passages to talk to you about munafiqun. Because, like I said, it's a tricky bit. You don't know if the person's a hypocrite. And you don't know if the person's a disbeliever. They're always deceptive in their approach. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the fahm of the Qur'an. We ask Allah, actually I forgot to mention a narration attached to this ayah. Ali ibn Abi Talha, Ali ibn Abi Talha reports from Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Reciting this verse. After this, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he was greedy in one sort, or he wanted in one sort that everybody believes in him and follows the path of Hidayah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him this verse. Allah revealed this verse to him that this will never happen. You know, at the end of the day, the guidance is in the hands of Allah. We ask Allah for forgiveness.